Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
This is our final area before we move into spiritual gifts, that we're dealing with this area of spiritual warfare. And just because we are moving to another sermon series does not mean that spiritual warfare has ended, right? Just because we ain't talking about it don't mean it don't exist. In fact, for some of you, you may be moving into a time where there is going to be storms coming your way. And God is saying to us as a church family, don't go into it like, so what's this all about? Why is this happening? If you heard the preacher, he said to you that we engage in spiritual warfare. So again, if there are storms happening and you can't identify where it started, where it came from, you ain't do nothing for this to happen in your life. It is possible that the enemy is waging war against you. Why? Only you and God knows. And if you don't know, it's time to figure it out. Amen? We don't want to be ignorant going through it. So let me just walk through some of these scriptures so we'll get to the other side of where I want to be at. We're talking about the armor of God. And God says in Ephesians 6:13, New Living Translation, therefore put on every piece of God's armor so you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor or the breastplate of righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news or the gospel so that you will be fully prepared. So if you missed last Sunday, please go onto our website under sermons so that you can hear those first three verses that we covered last Sunday. So now let's get into our next armor. He says, in addition to all of what we just talked about, all the other pieces of armor, he says, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. So, this tells us that the devil, the enemy, wickedness, evil, is going to shoot fiery arrows at us. Y'all following that? So, and not just any type of arrows. These arrows are meant to take us out. So when we're talking about the breastplate of righteousness, the enemy is trying to hit in areas that once it hit, we're out of the fight. This is not, I just want to hit you in your kneecaps. Or like, I just want to kick you in your shins so that you'll go limping around. These fiery darts are coming to take us out of the battle, right? And that is whatever battle it is that God has assigned you to. It might be a battle for your family, might be a battle for your finances, it might be a battle for your community, it might be a battle for your health. Whatever battle God has summoned you to, God has called the clarion, the trumpet, and said, I'm calling you into this battle because I believe in you. And the enemy is saying, oh, you want to encroach on my territory? I'm going to try to take you out of the game. And now, it's not always about I'm going to try to kill you physically. Do you realize that you can be alive but mentally out of your mind? So mentally distraught that you're walking around almost like you're in a coma. But you're alive and you go to work every day, but spiritually, like intellectually, I can tell you everything. I talk about football a lot. I can tell you everything about the stats of the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm just talking about my area. But if I ask you, what is the gospel of Jesus Christ? Why does God love you? And how have you been redeemed? And this and that. And it's like, oh, you being too deep. Stop being so deep. Stop being so deep. Stop being so deep. Today's not Sunday. Why we got to be talking about church? Oh, man, come on, stop. I'm just talking about that's how I was at one time. And so we can be physically here, but spiritually somewhere else, disconnected, disjointed from ourselves, broken. And so if you've experienced, listen to this, if you experience something in your life that has hit you so hard mentally, and you're just like, traumatic, something that has disfigured you mentally, we've got to ask for God's healing to come, because it is very hard for me to be able to do what it is that God wants me to do when I am absent-minded because of some type of trauma in my life. And so the enemy will bring warfare. Listen to this. The enemy will bring the fiery darts, spiritual warfare, to impact me mentally so that I can't do what God called me to do spiritually. You see that? And the reason why we get caught off guard is because I'm operating mentally, but the battle was coming spiritually to get me off track spiritually. But I keep trying to fight the battles in the physical realm because I don't know how to fight spiritually. So how do I fight spiritually? Remember last week we talked about the belt of truth, which is the word of God. And so as you are here and you're looking at the scripture and you're hearing the scripture and you go home and you meditate, what you're doing is sharpening your spiritual tools for battle. But if we leave here and we indulge in things that satisfy this only, then spiritually my sword is dull. My shield of faith is worn out. It got holes and cracks in it, and it's no good for battle. Because I'm not sharpening, I'm not buffing, I'm not taking it so that it can be fortified for battle. And these are the spiritual tools that God is telling us about. Are y'all with me? Man. And so if we just think about it, and we've all hit this place where something happens to me and it throws me off and I lose myself. And God is saying, I need you back. And he's saying that to somebody today. I need you back. I need you back. Listen, when God assigned you to do whatever it is that he assigned you to do, he knew that there was coming a day that there was going to be a battle that was going to come your way so strong that it would throw you off. But he still asked you to do whatever it is that he has designed you to do. He already knew that the enemy was going to come after you and your family, but he still decided that he was calling you to do that. Why would he do that? Because he knew that he had resources and tools and armor to give you so that you can fight in this battle. So God has not changed his mind. He didn't say, oh, man, why did I call that person to sing? Why did I call that person to preach? Why did I call that person to lead? Why did I call that person to raise those children? He did not change his mind because of the battle that you're going through. If he called you to it, he has the resources available to equip you to do it. Amen? So don't back up. I feel like I'm talking to somebody. This is my daughter right here, so I can get right up in her face, right? But this is what I really want to do to some people. Don't back up. Or for ones that's already back up, I want to like pick you up and say, hey, y'all know what I'm talking about? Hey! And sometimes we need that, like, y'all hearing me? So just for the person, you kind of like, oh, no, it's not that serious. Ladies and gentlemen, it is that serious. In fact, spiritual warfare is more serious than anything natural that we're going through in life, because behind the natural scenes is the spiritual thing that's going on. Well, brother, what I'm going through feels more real than anything that I've ever been through in my life. I ain't disagreeing with that, but I'm telling you, if God pulled back the curtains and showed you what was raging in the spiritual realm. And the reason why this might be happening to you, you would say, got it. And now that you know, you got to equip yourself a different way. That song that you keep listening to, that used to get you through and does not glorify God, get rid of it. I'm going to stop right there because I could give more examples of different things that we do. But y'all use your imagination. What are some things that we usually do that calms our soul, puts us in that? And it's not spiritual. Y'all better stop acting like y'all ain't got none of that stuff. I'm not going to give examples. I'm just talking about whatever we do that puts us in this place. Now, if it leads us to God, praise the Lord. But if it just leads you, listen, if it just leads you to go into yourself rather than to open up to God, so if it puts you in a closet, y'all following me? I got to keep moving because next week we have to talk about spiritual gifts. Amen. So hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. So the shield is designed to cover the entire body. So it's not just, if you guys ever watch Gladiators or some of those different movies, it's not just the shield. Can y'all picture this with me? Y'all, can you picture all the soldiers lined up? What's some of those shows? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Gladiator, I don't know, something like that. But the shields are huge so that when they line up together and the fiery darts are coming, they go like this and it blocks. You know what I'm talking about? It blocks the thing. So that's how the shield is not that little baby shield, like little type of thing that just covers here, because the shield needs to cover your entire body during battle. So what is this spiritually? Spiritually, the shield of faith protects the entire believer, covering the whole person in spiritual warfare. So if I, shield of faith, believing, trusting, relying, depending upon God. If I don't trust God, depend upon God, believe God, rely upon God, then my shield is not up. So when the enemy is shooting fiery darts at me, it's hitting me in the head, it's hitting me in the throat, it's hitting me in the heart. And listen, and even if I have the breastplate of righteousness on, the shield is meant to stop it before it hits my chest. The shield is meant to stop it before it hits my head. Are y'all following me? So it's not this. I got the breastplate of righteousness on. Hit me where you want. No, you don't want that. You want your belief and trust and reliance and confidence in God to stop the fiery darts from even getting close to your body. You following that? But if I don't trust God, if I don't depend upon God, if I'm a little wishy-washy in my belief of God, then my shield is not fortified, and I'm getting hit. And so if you're living your life, put it this way, if you feel as if these darts are getting a little too close, they're getting a little too close to my heart, check your shield. They shouldn't be getting that close. They're getting a little too close to my mind, check your shield. They shouldn't be getting that close. The shield is meant to quench. So that means when the enemy says God doesn't love you, you come back and say, yes, he does. You'll never accomplish anything in your life. Yes, I will. Because your shield is saying, nope, nope, nope. And it's not wearing me out. It's just the way that I live my life. It's not, oh my gosh, like the darts are coming from this direction and I don't know what direction. No, I'm living my life by faith. So when the darts come, I just quench it. Are y'all following that? But if my faith in God, my dependence and belief, trust and reliance upon God is weak, then my shield or the ability to quench the darts is going to be weak. Man, so how do I know whether or not my shield is weak. Are you being swayed, tossed to and from by every little thing that comes? Everything. Is something happening? Like right now, you're hearing what the preaching of the word, and then when you get in your car and get a text message, and it just throw you left field. Where's your faith? Where's your faith? Listen, it should at least take a moment to wear you down, but not just like that. Listen, a dart should not hit your shield and your shield fall apart. That means it's not fortified. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? So how do I know whether or not my shield is good, is in good shape? Excellent, good shape, right? So if I just came out of maybe fasting and praying or some type of revival or some type of conference, it may be in excellent shape, right? I'm ready to take on all the darts. What do you got? What do you want? Throw some darts at me. I can handle this. You know, like we do, when some of us first gave our life to Christ, we're like, yeah, bring it on. But the reality is in life, your shield is probably good. But if I get hit with something, and I'm not talking about something traumatic. I'm just talking about somebody saying, I don't like you. If I fall apart, check your shield. Are y'all following me? And so let's keep going. Faith, this kind of faith we're talking about, is always a gift from God. And it's not something that I can conjure up. Come on, I can do this. I can do this. There are moments when we do that. We encourage ourselves in the Lord. But when God is leading you to do something, he births his faith in you to do it. So when God is saying, I need for you to do something, you are not operating off of your own faith. It is God's faith birth in you to do it. And this is the reason why. You got to know what you're doing. Is it from God, yourself, or that TV show you was watching? Because movies can encourage us to do some stuff. But if it's God that is leading me to do something, he gives me the confidence to be able to do it. Because faith is God's divine persuasion. Hebrews 12, 11, it says, and Abraham, prompted on by faith, moved and did the things that God called him to do. So it's not in our own encouragement all the time. This kind of faith comes from God. So here's a few different scriptures. I just want to read the bottom part. Romans 1:17. It is through faith that a righteous person has life. In other words, the righteous or the just shall live by faith. And somebody said this one time, just live by faith. Live your life believing and trusting God. 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we live by believing and not by seeing. In other words, we walk by faith, not by sight. This faith walk, but this is God's faith. We live our life by believing, listen to this, what God said and not what I see. What I see, whether it's visually or in my mind, will throw me off. So I've got to renew my mind by what it is that God has said. And if you say, preacher, I don't know how to hear God's voice, you are right now looking on this big screen. You are, I told the team I wouldn't do this. You are literally reading the word of God. God don't talk to me. He is talking to you through his word. I don't know what he wants me to do. Walk by faith. not by sight. There's no excuses. But there is this argument in our mind that says, well, that was them, and this is now. And they didn't have as many issues back then that we have now. Same devil, same evil, same sin, same God. Amen? So it becomes a faith thing. Romans 10, 17. So then faith comes by hearing. That is hearing the good news about Christ, the gospel. The children preached it today. In New King James Version. So then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So even as I'm preaching it, or if you preach the word to yourself, if your heart is open to receive the word, your faith, the God kind of faith, is increasing in you. So that shield is becoming more fortified. But the question becomes is that what are we doing after this? What y'all doing tonight around 6 o'clock? Nothing? I want to invite you to a thing that we got going on at Purpose Church. It's called Prayer and Fasting Call. And so if you're not doing anything around 6, it's an opportunity for your faith to increase in God. Amen? And so the next part says, put on the helmet of salvation, or put on salvation as your helmet, and then take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So in battle, the helmet is designed to protect the head from the blows during combat. What is it spiritually? Salvation as our helmet protects our mind from the blows of the enemy that may cause damage to what we believe about God's saving power, which brings deliverance. His saving power brings deliverance. And so in battle, if you can imagine this, like I heard one preacher saying it this way. Any Rocky fans? If you've been hearing me preach, you know I'm Rocky, right? So remember Rocky was just getting punched? You ain't bad. Y'all got to watch Rocky. Y'all, like. But he just kept getting punched in the head. What will happen if you take a bunch of hits to your head? What will happen? If that would say it again. Because you did the medical turn. Go ahead. What'd you say? Traumatic brain injury. So imagine if I am under spiritual attack and I don't have my shield up, nor do I have on the helmet of salvation. So I got all these blows that's going to my mind. Traumatic blow, which brain injury. I'm coming up with a new word. Traumatic blow injury. Isn't that like the same traumatic and blow? Yeah. But it's these hits. It's like somebody saying, why the devil keep hitting me in the head? Why the devil keep messing with me? Why the devil keep messing with my mind? How about we flip that question? Why aren't you protecting your mind? Why are you allowing, imagine this question, the devil keep lying to me. Why are you letting the devil lie to you? So that means you know it's a lie, but you're letting him lie to you. Stop. But the way that I do it, so if he says, the devil says, because the way you have lived, I know you think that you're a Christian. And you say, I am a Christian. I've received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And the devil says, but that was when you was 12 years old. You ain't no longer saved. And when you die, you're going to hell. You say, but I thought I was saved. He says, no. Because you messed up at the age of 20, you're no longer going to heaven. What am I going to do? He lying to you. If you knew that you yielded your life to Jesus Christ, this is the helmet of salvation. I know that I am redeemed. I know that I am saved. And I've got to cover my mind because the enemy will come and tell me something that's not true about the salvation that I receive through Jesus Christ. And so if you're here today and you're, I don't know if I'm saved or not, You need to fortify that, and that's how you put the helmet of salvation on. If you have questions, your helmet is tilted. Don't that look crazy? Could you imagine going into battle and your helmet is tilted? That ain't cool. And some believers are walking around with their helmet tilted. And they think it's a fad. That is cool to be in heaven one day and not sure where I'm going the next day. That's not cool. Because if your helmet is tilted, it is very hard for you to persuade me, if I was an unbeliever, that I should have faith in your God. Because you don't even know whether or not you're saved. You're in and out. So the helmet of salvation, I know who I am in God. So the enemy cannot hit me in that area. Amen? Whew. The last part is take up the sword of the Spirit. I know y'all can see this on the screen. I underlined it, but I'm still going to ask it. What is the sword of the Spirit? The word. Oh, man, that was low. What is the sword of the Spirit? No mystery behind that. So the way I defend myself is all this armor. But I am not going to step into battle without no sword. Because the reality is, at some point, I need to take out the word of God and I need to use it. Because if I am without a weapon, some of us chaplains are like, we don't carry weapons as chaplains. That's why we depend upon some wonderful people. But in battle, chaplains, we don't have weapons. But we shouldn't be in the thick of the battle like that. But imagine if you are in the battle because God, by his Spirit, has led you to do something amazing, and you got your helmet and your breastplate and your belt and got the shoes on and all that kind of stuff, and you're in the thick of the battle, and you're getting hit, and all you can do is just keep blocking, but you could never fight back because you forgot your sword. You forgot what the Word of God says concerning you. What does God's word say concerning you? Don't forget it. He talks about you in the word a whole lot. What does it say? And we can believe, I am saved. I got my helmet. I am in right standing with God. I got the breastplate. Come on, I got the belt on. It's the truth and all that. And I got the gospel. Jesus died for me. And on Easter, I can preach it up and down. On one day, he was hanging on the cross and all. And we got songs I can sing about it and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know how to use the word. I don't know how to skillfully use the word in battle. And some of us have a sword. We carry it with us through our phone, our tablets, physically, but we don't ever take it out. And it's like one of those people that carries a weapon, and you look at them. I probably shouldn't say this, but I got to give some imagery. And you're like, you don't know how to use that. Who gave you that? But it looked good. Whatever side we carry it on. See, I'm non-combative, so I forget, right? Or I take it out, and I don't know how to use the word. Which scripture, if you are under attack, should you use to fight some battles? What I'm saying, my brothers and sisters, whatever your, if it's health, which scriptures are promises from God that you can take out and use it to speak over your life? If you feel like your mind, if you feel like you're going crazy, what are some scriptures that you can read and open up your mouth and speak it that will bring you peace? If your marriage is going through some challenges, What are some scriptures that you can speak over your marriage that will bring it? What can you speak over your children? I think y'all hearing what I'm saying. But don't just know the word. Know it and speak it. Well, they gonna think I'm crazy. I joke about this, but I'm so serious. Put some ear pods or whatever in your ear, and as you're running or walking, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Is he talking to himself? No, he probably on the phone. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. Right. So speak the word. Don't just know it. That's somewhere in the book of Psalms. Know it. And if you don't, Google it. I'm going through mental distress. What are some scriptures dealing with mental distress? Believe me, it works. I use it. They're good. Go to your, look it up. Take it over to your Bible app or whatever it is. Make sure it's right and use the word. But be skillful at the word of God. Amen. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So that's all our armor. And so the question becomes this, as we wrap it up. What spiritual battles are you facing today? Ask this last week. What armor have we acquired by spending time with God? And then what armor have I not stepped into because I'm not spending time with God? What is missing in our life? Please, I'm asking this. Go through this Ephesians 6 and look at the different armor and say, God, what am I missing? And spend time with God as you build up those different areas. Breastplate of righteousness. Do I believe I'm in right standing with God? Helmet of salvation. Do I believe in the saving power of God? Belt of truth. Do I believe in the word of God? Do I believe in the gospel that is on my feet and carrying me forward in this journey in life? What areas do I need to work on? Is it my mind? Is it my heart? Is it this area? Is it my journey in life? Is it the word of God? What do I need to work on in my life?
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in His love, and live out His purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.